Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, how are y'all? Hello.
Good evening, Loretta.
Good evening.
Good
Auntie Karen's reading Deuteronomy today.
Okay. I'll just ask you, who were the other volunteers? Did you have any other volunteers, Loretta?
Huh?
Did you have any other volunteers left from last week?
I have Auntie Carrie doing Deuteronomy and Mom doing the opening prayer and Hubert doing the closing prayer. Is that what you're asking of me?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right.
Then.
Auntie Carrie, you can go ahead and start reading.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 22. Thou shalt not see thy brother ox or his sheep go astray, and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt, in any case, bring them again unto thy brother. And if thy brother is not nigh unto thee, or if thou know him not, then thou shalt bring it unto thy own house, and it shall be with thee until thy brother seek after it, and thou shalt restore it to him again. In like manner shall thou do with thy ass, and so shall thou do with thy raiment, and with all the lost things of thy brother, in which he has lost, and thou hast found, shall thou do likewise, that thou may not hide thyself. Thou shalt not seek thy brother as of his ark falling down by the way, and hide thyself from thee. Thou shalt surely help him to lift up again. The woman shall not wear that pertaining unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman garment. For all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. If a bird nest chance to be before thee in the way of a tree, or on the ground, whether they be young one or egg, and the damsel sit upon the young or upon the egg, thou shalt not take the damsel with the young, but thou shalt in any wise let the damsel go and take the young to thee, that it may be well with thee, and that thou may be prolonged thy days. When thou buildest a new house, then thou shalt make a battlement for thy roof, that thou bring not blood upon thy house, if any man fall from there. Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with divers seed, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown, and the fruit of the vineyard be defiled. thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together. Thou shalt not wear the garment of divers sort, as wool and linen together. Thou shalt make thee fringe upon the four corner of thy vesture, wherewith thou cover thyself. If any man take a wife and go into her and hate her, and give occasion speech against her, or bring up an evil name upon her, and say, I took this woman, and when I came to her, I found her not a maid. Then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring forth the token of the damsel's virginity unto the elder of the city in the gate. And the damsel's father shall say unto the elder, I gave my daughter unto this man to wife, and he hateth her. And lo, he has given occasion to speak against her, saying, I found not my daughter a maid, and yet there are tokens of my daughter and her virginity. And they shall spread their cloth before the elder of the city. And the elder of that city shall take that man and chastise him. And they shall immit him in 100 shekels of silver, and give it unto the father of the damsel, because he had brought up an evil name upon a virgin of Israel, and she shall be his wife, and he may not put her away all the days. But if this thing be true, and the token of the virginity be not found for the damsel, then they shall bring out the damsel to the door of her father's house, and the men of the city shall stone her with stone, that she die, because she hath wrought folly in Israel, to play the whore in her father's house. So shall thou put evil away from among you. If a man be found lying with a woman married to a husband, then they shall both of them shall die. Both the man and the lay with a woman, and the woman who shall put away evil from Israel. If a damsel that is a virgin be betrothed unto a husband, and the man find her in the city and lay with her, then they shall bring them both out unto the gate of the city and be stoned with the stone until they die. The damsel, because she cried not, being in the city, and a man, because he has humbled his neighbor wife, so thou shalt put away evil from among them. But if a man find a betrothed damsel in the field, and the man force her to lie with him, then the man only lie with her shall die. But unto the damsel that shall do nothing, there is the damsel not sin worthy of death. For as when a man riseth against his neighbor and says to him, even so this manner, for he found her in the field and betrothed the damsel, cried, and there were none to save her. If a man find a damsel that is a virgin, which is not betrothed, and lay hold on her, and lay with her, and be found, then the man of that city with her shall give unto the damsel's father 50 shekels of silver, and she shall be his wife, because he has humbled her, and he may not put her away all the days. A man shall not take his father's wife, nor discover his father's skirt. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Oh, you got a caller. Good evening, Auntie Janet.
Auntie Marie.
Auntie Marie, oh, damn, sorry.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All righty, I will do a roll call, and then I will allow Loretta to open up, and then Mom will do the opening prayer. We have Hubert, we have Daniel, we have Loretta, we have Mom, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, and Auntie Marie, and myself, Angela.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
And welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Mother May.
Thank you, Father, for your many gifts and unexpected blessings. Help us to seek to act on the opportunity that you provide us to share with those in need. And we just want to bless this line and everybody that's on it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you for the opening prayer, Mom. Let's go ahead and get started. Let's start off with Auntie Betty.
Okay, I'm coming out the book of Psalm 24. It says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he had founded it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hand and a pure heart, who have not lifted his soul unto vanity, not sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head, O ye gates. And be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gate, even lift them up, ye everlasting door. The King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalm 24, Auntie Betty. We did have another call to join. Auntie Betty? Auntie Dada?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good
evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Maybe let's continue.
We have Hubert. I'll be coming out of John 8 chapter. I'm starting at verse 31. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. These who will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answer him, we are Abraham's descendants, and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know you are Abraham's descendant, yet you are ready to kill me because you have no room for my word. I am telling you what I have seen in the Father's presence. and you do what you have heard from your father. Abraham is our father, they answered. If you were Abraham's children, said Jesus, then you would do the things Abraham did. As it is, you are determined to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You are doing the things your own father does. We are not illegitimate children, they protested. The only father we have is God himself. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of John. And next we have Loretta.
Oh, okay. Let's see. My reading is from Psalms 119, starting at verse 105. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous law. I have suffered much. Persevere my life, Lord, according to your word. Preserve my life according to your word. Accept, Lord, the willing praise of my mouth, and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hand, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your presence. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, Loretta. We have Daniel. Are you participating or listening?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Next, we'll go to Mom.
You go on.
Mom.
Okay. I'm coming out of Hebrews 13:1-5, and it simply says the family of God. The family is the only human institution and the genesis of interaction between persons. The health of our community and our nation is a reflection of health of the family. But in the last half of the 20th century, an increased number of families have become dysfunctional and broken, which has resulted in dysfunction and broken community and nation. The failure is the result of putting the cart before the horse. So families have been looking in the wrong direction for guidance. The Bible is the best source of guidance and wisdom for family life. In Deuteronomy 6:6, God instructs the father who is the head of the family to memorize the law of God and teach them to his children. Proverbs is a gold mine of wisdom for family living. In the New Testament, passages in Ephesians 5:25-26 and 4 offer a wealth of wisdom. We are told that a husband should love his wife as Christ loved the church. The children are admonished to obey their parents in the Lord. The parents are told to bring children up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. The health of our individual family is a reflection of the health of the family of God. In this passage, in Hebrew, the writer colloquy of wealth of guidance to how we interact as God family. Keep on loving each other as brothers. Entertain strangers. Marriage should be honored. be content with what you have. The writer of Hebrews chose the encouragement of our family and for the family of God. May God of peace equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may we work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. God's way is the best way for family and for the family of God to live. If we pay attention to God's command and follow them, our family will be healthier, the family of God will be healthier, and our community and nation will be a better place to live. Amen.
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 Out of Hebrews.
Okay, next we have Auntie Marie.
Auntie Marie just want to listen in tonight.
Okay,
Amen.
Thank you. Auntie
Carrie? Yes, I want to read from Colossians 3. If then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth. For you are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members with which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, affection, evil coxcomb, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God come on the children of disobedience, in which ye also walk sometimes, when ye live in them. But now ye also put off all these things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Let not one another see that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have to put on a new man, which is renewing in the knowledge of the image of our Creator, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or non-circumcised. Put on, therefore, the elect, God holy, and beloved Bible of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ hath forgave you, so you forgive them. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, T. Carrie, out of Colossians 3. Next we have Auntie Dodge.
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 117, God, Mercy, and Truth. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciless kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endure forever. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Okay, well, that concludes this round. I will turn it over to Loretta.
Did you call on me?
Well,
I can barely hear you tonight. Was that for me, Angela?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. If everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Carrie, Auntie Wally, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Janet, Mother May, Sister Shirley and family, Sister Angela and family, the Allen family, the Verna family, the Heard family, the Lowe's family, the Ross family, Carlos and the Wells family, Franklin family, the Williams family, the Johnson family, the Simmons family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Charles and family, Andrew and family, the Moody family, Anthony May and family, Reverend Slappy and family, Charlie and family, the Peters family, the Brown family, LaTanya and family, Jarrell and family, the Lucas family, the Moore family, Ruth Edwards, Desert Kendrick and family, Uncle Gary, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Willie, DeMarcus, Tony, Malachi, Eric and Brian, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we speak right now to the spirit of illness to return where it belongs, never to come near our sick and shut-ins again. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to supply us with the strength that we need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut-ins. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen. Okay, now we will recognize our birthday for 11/24 through 11/30. The one birthday that I have is Hazel on November 27th. Any other birthdays? Are there any other birthdays on November 24th? Hubert, would you do us the honor of saying happy birthday to your daughter?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Hazel. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen. All righty. Well, we'll move right along to the next portion of our program. If you have any poems or songs or testimonies or just additional Bible verses, please say so. If not, when you get your name, just say pass. We're going to start off with
Okay, I have a praise report that I'm going to read. My praise report is that I'm so glad and grateful that my husband Daniel is here with us today and the rest of the week for Thanksgiving. And I'm just overwhelmed with him being here. Thanks a lot for that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm going to read Psalm 28, starting at the 7th verse through 9. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be thou shepherd and carry them forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that.
Bless everyone for Thanksgiving.
Amen. Next, we have Auntie Betty.
Yeah, I'm coming out of the worker, and my scripture is coming out of Genesis 1:1. Say, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and this topic is Jesus, Lord over all creation. The world is full of good things God made, like trees, flower, grass. God made all these things so we could be happy. He is the great and powerful creator of the whole universe. It's just amazing to think about God's creation, such a beautiful world, blue skies, fluffy white clouds, bright sunshine. Everything God made, the children like you, to tell us something about him. You are a reminder that God loves to bring new people into the world. Even though you can't see him, you can see lots of good things God made. So the next time you are outside looking around, thinking about who made all these things, you see birds, butterflies, bugs, frogs, sheep, cows, horses. They all come from God. God created things to function in an order fashion. And he continued to keep this thing in order. The earth is the perfect size, just the right distance from the sun. The moon is the perfect size, the right distance from the earth. If the earth were further away, we would all freeze. And if it were closer, we would all burn up. In Psalm 8:3, the summer writes, when I consider the heaven, the works of thy finger, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained or designed, you must agree with him how great they are. Jesus Christ is the pure over all creation. He is the invisible image of the invisible God. He exists before anything was created. My God is an awesome God. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen.
For that reading, Auntie Betty. Okay. Next we have Auntie Dot.
I'm going to read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. They prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies, that I nourish my head with awe. My cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that psalm, Auntie Dot. Next we have Daniel.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Hello, I just like to say I'm so glad to be here with my family at this time of year. And it's a blessing. God made the way. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. With them too. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
All right. Thank you, Daniel, for sharing. Okay. Hubert, would you like to share?
Yeah, we're coming out of the red prayer book. Praying for your presence with me, Lord. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will lead me in your prayer. Heavenly Father, I bow and worship before you. I come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. I come to you in humility, in fear and trembling, seeking the truth. I come to you in gratitude, in love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I thank you that your word says that when I pray to you, and I believe that you will hear me according to Job 22:27-28. Heavenly Father, your word says that in every place I go where your name is remembered, you will come to me and bless me according to your word. In Exodus 20:24. And your presence will go with me wherever I go, and you will give me rest, according to Exodus 33:14. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will continue to guide me and satisfy my desire in scorched place. Give strength to my bones, and I will be like a water garden, and like a spring of water, whose water does not fail, according to your word in Isaiah 58:11. Heavenly Father, ask that you would destroy any evil that is coming against me, that you would encamp your warring angels and chariots of fire all around me, according to 2 Kings 6:17-18. Heavenly Father, I declare these things in the name of Jesus, and I thank you that they will be established for me, according to Job 22:27-28. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for that reading, Hubert. And next we have Carol.
I pay.
Okay.
Loretta?
Yes, I'm coming out of the Daily Bread, and this is a prayer. Sometimes we are like this with God. We pray about a specific need and tell him how he ought to answer. We beg and we plead, and God may even give us exactly what we ask for, but he may have had something better in mind.
Amen.
Do not presume to know what's best. When you begin to pray, say this to God: your will be done, and then trust his perfect ways. Amen.
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 All righty. And I'm from the listener, so I will move on. I'll go next. And I just want to say that thank you, Daniel, for putting it on our hearts to want to be here with us today. Nothing like the union of family. And I just wanted you to know how much joy I've had so far. The laughter, the communion, just everything is just bring back so many lovely memories. So I'm glad you're here, and I hope you enjoy your stay.
Amen.
Before we go into our closing prayer, does anyone have anything they'd like to say? And then we will go into the signing part. If anyone has any volunteer, would like to volunteer to read. Okay. Do I have
Nick,
a volunteer for doing that?
Aaron. You hear what you got it?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Yeah.
Deuteronomy. Okay. Do we have a volunteer for the opening prayer? All righty. How about the closing prayer?
I'll do it.
And the sick and shut in. Do we have a volunteer for the sick and shut in? Okay. Tim. So let's go ahead and proceed with the closing prayer.
My Heavenly Father, thank you for the cross, Lord, the blood you shed for me, for your new mercy every day, your grace and liberty. Thank you for my friends, Lord, and all my family. Keep each one near to our heart and hold them tenderly. Thank you for my ears to hear and for my eyes to see. When I'm still and read your word, please show your truth to me. When I rise up each morning and give my day to you, let the sun rise in my heart and let his love shine through. Before I make decisions, remind me I must pray. Let everything I say and do be in a loving way. Reach out to others through me, the hurting, sad, and lost. As Jesus gave his life for me, Lord, I will pay the cost. In Jesus' name I ask, amen.
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 Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the President and everyone in the White House, America, Israel, and other nations, our school, and this prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving, and good night.
Good night, and the same to you all.
Love you all.
Good night.
Love you all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.